Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Charlie.
And Yu Chen.
With your 11 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, in outback Queensland, several illegal and invasive cacti have been confiscated from a backyard garden in an opal mining town, with fears of another prickly pear disaster. 60 years ago, workers left behind two potted cacti in an outback sheep station, which led to a sprawling infestation of over 100,000 acres of cacti. While not an established weed in Queensland, the prohibited succulents listed are a national weed of significance and cannot legally be owned or sold in Australia. Now, the cacti found in backyard gardens in Yarra in far southwestern Queensland have been destroyed. Biosecurity Queensland Officer Gavin O'Connor says the cacti were a serious biosecurity matter, and the confiscation of these plants would prevent them from spreading beyond their home. A lot of prohibited cactus have most likely been circulating in people's gardens in Australia for some time, he states, and Australians are urged to buy plants from proper channels, such as plant nurseries, as opposed to rogue plant cutting.
In other local news, the Queensland government is set to introduce laws in Parliament this week banning children under 16 from riding e-bikes and e-scooters. This law follows a rising safety crisis that saw 12 people killed in e-mobility incidents last year and a 112% surge in injuries over the last 3 years. The state government is accepting all 28 recommendations. Under the legislation, the minimum age to operate any e-mobility device is 16. Other changes that come to effect mean that riders will need a specific motorbike license, registration, and compulsory third-party insurance to operate them illegally on the road.
In national news, a series of wild autumn storms soaked communities in multiple states, as well as the highest recorded first snowfall of 2026. Tens of thousands of people in New South Wales lost power late Thursday, with 4,000 homes still in the dark on Friday morning. A severe storm swept across the state, causing chaos for commuters, with trains and metro services cancelled on Sydney's North Shore especially. And in Victoria, wild and windy conditions also persisted into Friday morning, with southerly wind gusts of around 90 kilometres per hour recorded in Melbourne. Adelaide was also hit by wet conditions on Thursday, and the alpine areas of Thredbo, Falls Creek and Hotham have all experienced their first snowstorms of the year.
In other national news, following the aftermath of Cyclone Narelle in far north Queensland, the Army has been called upon to help with the cleanup and recovery of the rural towns affected. Property owner Miss Debbie Cameron has said that both her property and surrounding stretches of land have been littered with hundreds of large fallen trees. We're just so remote. We just can't do the work ourselves. We just need manpower to help cut trees and move logs. The fallen trees, as well as rising floodwaters, have closed the Peninsula Development Road, PDR, which allows access to the northernmost part of the mainland Australia, and is used by thousands of locals and tourists per year. Federal Minister for Leichhardt, Matt Smith, announced that he would endorse any development by the Army in an effort to clean up North Queensland upon his visit to the region.
In international news, former city mayor and one-time presidential candidate Kwon Gi has been sentenced for 17 years in prison, guilty of corruption and misuse of political donations, according to the official Central News Agency. Prosecutors claimed that he had accepted $535,000 in bribes over a major property development in the city, as well as embezzled tens of millions in political donations. Ku was mayor from 2014 to 2022 and came third in 2024's presidential election and was arrested in 2024. He's been out on bail since September and has consistently denied wrongdoing, saying he's the target of a politically motivated investigation.
For your weather today, for 11 a.m., it's mostly sunny. It's currently 31 degrees and feels like 28. The wind is 43 kilometers per hour and the humidity is 41%.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
You've never heard Sydney quite like this. Vivid Live is back and taking over the Sydney Opera House from May.